Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Konnichiwa. And welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports. That's right. For all the people that listen to the Blackout Tips Premium selection of podcasts, people that don't mind paying for shit, people that don't mind putting in on this, we got a brand new show for y'all, man. It's episode 7, which seems really apropos since last night was game 7.
Yeah, buddy.
And you know I cannot discuss sports and go balls deep on sports without somebody else to go in with me. And of course, that man is always my man, Jay Trill. Jay Treasy. Justin.
Man, what's going on, Rod? And chat room and all the other premier listeners that's going to listen later.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all paying and I appreciate you coming through, Jay.
Man, I couldn't wait to get here.
Gonna turn up.
Man, listen, when I say I started to pop a bottle of champagne last night too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year of LeBron, baby.
We back.
It's the year of LeBron.
We all the way back. The year of LeBron. People say, is it summer of LeBron too? No, nigga, it's a year. 365.
It's the year of LeBron.
Not one.
Not two.
Not two. See you guys next summer. Let's do it again next June. But before we even get into all that, man, I'm gonna run this by you, Justin. I found a new idea for a theme song for the show. But I don't know if it fits the show exactly, but I was watching the Cleveland show and I heard this song, man. So let me know what you think.
How, Dave?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That, Dave?
That's right, Dave. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking dry hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh. Sorry to hear that.
Nigga's
where was I?
You're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
So what you think, man? Think we should roll with that for a theme song from now on, man?
Or? Oh, definitely. That definitely seemed appropriate.
Yeah, let me favorite this. We'll be back for that later.
Yeah, that was definitely appropriate.
But speaking of getting balls deep in some people, dog, game 7 of Miami Heat, all on the line. I told everybody, it's over, man. There's no way San Antonio's winning one of those games in Miami. They got lucky to win the first one.
They did.
And everybody said, no, Rod, ain't you scared? They just won game 5. And I said, I'm not scared. It should have been a sweep. If you don't count game 5, game 1, and game 3, this was a sweep.
Most definitely. The other thing is, man, you didn't actually start to see LeBron play till the final two games.
Right. Exactly. I said, yo, the dude is not playing well. And everybody's like, no, man, he had a block. He had 18 rebounds. I said, that's cool for sorry people. That's a good game for when you sorry and you don't expect nothing of yourself. But when you the greatest, possibly greatest ever, that's not good enough, dog. You can't be shooting 30%.
I'm not going to say it wasn't a good game.
Right.
But it wasn't a LeBron James
right
type game.
He wasn't playing good for him. Not everybody. But for the regular season, this motherfucker shot 60%. Shot like 40% from 3. And then he's shooting 30% in this series for the first 3 or 4 games. And I said, no, player, that's not.
I'm telling you,
I expect more.
Them other few games, he deliberately came out was like, I'm just going to keep passing the ball. Y'all want to keep talking?
Mm-hmm.
Just going to keep passing it.
He was trying to get his teammates involved.
Till people shut up about him passing, that's when he came out shooting.
Well, you saw what he said after they won. He said, hey, I get more enjoyment out of making a pass, get my teammates involved, and them hitting a shot. Then I get out of hitting a shot myself.
Dog, when he got the MVP trophy,
mm-hmm.
and he had the championship trophy holding him in both hands, I wanted him to calmly sit them down, grab the mic, you know, clear his throat, compose himself, and say, fuck y'all haters.
Right.
Criticizing my game. Let me do what I do when I feel like doing
it. I got this.
That's what I really wanted him to do. He didn't do it, though. He went a step above, because, you know, he's... Yeah. You know, he's classy.
He's LeBron a classy always, gentleman. If nothing
always
else,
keep it classy.
Even the decision, as much as people hate it, very classy. You know, he didn't go out there, look, America, I'm shining. You know, he went out there very composed. He let that dude interview him for 20 minutes, gave all the money to some little babies that just need, you know, all types of stuff to take care of them at the Boys and Girls Club where he really grew up in Akron, not Cleveland. And everybody was mad. And I said, that's a classy individual. Fuck y'all.
But you know what he did do? He killed two birds with one stone. He said, I ain't got no worries. He said, fuck y'all criticizing my game. I ain't worried about that. And then he used a Lil Wayne line for always dissing the Heat the entire season. It ended up with the championship. He getting rings, dog. He don't got no worries.
There's nothing left to say. What do you say after you get your second ring in 3 years in your new team after the decision that everybody said you were wrong for making? Remember when he left, Dan Gilbert wrote a letter and basically cursed him like Sealy in Color Purple. Till you do right by me, you ain't never gonna win a championship, and we gonna win one without you.
Nah, he ain't got no words, dog.
Dan Gilbert said Cleveland will win a championship before LeBron James.
I wanted him to do the crip walk on stage for some reason or another.
Something real ignorant like
that.
Yeah,
just to be like, I am from Cleveland. Like, that's how I'm gonna take it there.
Like, well, you know, my new thing that I'm into is the kind of trolling that LeBron is doing, where it's like he's too good to delve into the muck and the mire. Like, remember the first year when they didn't win the championship, he had some real good shit to say. Like, well, we lost, but I'm gonna wake up tomorrow, probably go to the beach, you know, my beautiful bitch. And you gonna still have to go your ass to work and live your miserable life where you hate me. And I said, that's good, I stay there. And he said, no, I'm gonna be more mature. And the next year he moved on and was saying good stuff. And I said, okay, I guess LeBron don't want to be a bad guy. Then he won that ring. And then he started a new level of LeBron trolling, which is where he is so nice that you can't talk shit about him without being an asshole.
Man, I really just want LeBron to go everywhere in his rings now.
Yep.
Like, but just for a week. Like, I just,
everywhere but Russia.
Just
everywhere but Russia.
No, don't even visit Russia.
Don't get ahead of yourself, LeBron.
Don't even visit Russia.
Yeah.
But I just really want him to wear his rings for a week and, like, wear, like, get him a necklace made with all the MVP trophies as a charm. On that necklace, you know what I'm saying? Like, just multiple charms, just all MVP trophies, just for like a week, go strong, and then I'll never win them again.
Yeah,
like he don't even mention, like, if you mention MVP trophies or championships, he'd be like, yeah, I got those. Like, just, and keep it moving.
Yeah, why are we talking about this?
Like, you know I'm great, right? Like, he should just respond with, you know I'm great, right?
You know, while we got this opportunity, I might as well revisit what Dan Gilbert said. Would everybody like to take a trip down memory lane? 2 years ago, the scene is set. A decision was made. LeBron said he was taking his talents to South Beach, gave all the money to the little babies from Akron that needed it, and was like on the beach taking pictures with Dwayne Wade and all this shit. Went on stage, did a press conference, said not one, not two, not three. Everybody got mad at him. And then Dan Gilbert said, I need to capitalize on the pandemonium. And he broke out his ink and quill. I don't know what he wrote this shit with. But he said, give me that Comic Sans. It's time.
He had somebody on type of form dictated, not quoted.
Yeah. So let me play this for y'all, man. Let me sing this. I personally guarantee. It goes worse than that. Let me start at the very beginning. Open letter to fans from Cleveland, majority owner Dan Gilbert. Dear Cleveland, all of Northeast Ohio and Cleveland Cavaliers supporters, wherever you may be tonight, likely in Cleveland, right? As you know, because if you love Cleveland, you probably still in Cleveland. As you know, our former hero, who grew up in the very region that he deserted this evening, is no longer a Cleveland Cavalier. Everybody that stayed in the region that you were born in and never deserted it to better your life, whether it be for college, whether it be for a job, whether it be for love, go and raise your hand. This was announced with a several day narcissistic self-promotional buildup, culminating with a national TV special of his decision, unlike anything ever witnessed in the history of sports and probably the history of entertainment. Clearly, this is bitterly disappointing to all of us. The good news is that the ownership team and the rest of the hardworking, loyal, and driven staff over here at your hometown Cavaliers have not betrayed you, nor never will betray you. Never! Not like we did DeJuan Wagner. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not even love. There is so much more to tell you about the events of the recent past and our more than exciting future. Over the next several days and weeks, we will be communicating much of that to you. He never did. You simply don't deserve that kind of cowardly betrayal. Coward. He called that man a coward for taking less money, going down to Miami to win them championships after giving 7 years of his hard work to that shitty ass team and that shitty ass town. I'm sorry if you're from Cleveland. It's a shitty city, dog. I made the same joke about Florida, made the same joke about Detroit, but I mean it about Cleveland. Get out if you can. You have given so much and deserve so much more. I love that line. Like, what the fuck has a fan given to deserve anything? All you deserve is entertainment. You put a ticket down, you're promised entertainment. You telling me LeBron James wasn't entertaining for 7 years? He's, man, the best thing about that fucking city.
They owe him some money, actually.
Right.
All them years on his rookie contract?
Yeah.
Nigga, please.
You know who else gave so much and deserved so much more? LeBron James. He deserved better than Zydrunas Ilgauskas. He deserved better than Eric Snow. He deserved better than Booby Gibson. In the meantime, I want to make one statement to you tonight. I personally guarantee that the Cleveland Cavaliers will win an NBA championship before the self-titled former King wins one. That was all caps lock, which is why I read it that way. You can take it to the bank. Well, I hope it was not a bank that went under during the financial crisis, because that check is no good.
You're talking about Enron.
Yeah, you can take it to the bank, but don't cash it. If you thought we were motivated before tonight to bring the hardware to Cleveland, I can tell you that this shameful display of selfishness and betrayal by one of our very own has shifted our motivation to previously unknown and previously never experienced levels. Word. So how y'all getting the number one pick in the draft again, bro? Y'all so motivated? Maybe that's what he meant. Motivated to send his little weird ass Jerry Maguire looking son to the motherfucking draft lottery. Some people think they should go to heaven but not have to die to get there. What did that line have to do with anything? Don't bring Jesus into this.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
For all people down at the bus stop. They know what's really going on. They know what's really going down. But you feel me? Because you don't holler.
Maybe he was listening to the album since they from the area.
Yeah, he might have been listening to Bone. Sorry, but that is simply not how it works. Let me find another sad song that he would have did this to. There we go.
You know, when you finish, I want you to. I don't know if you got it, but Pat Riley got some music that he played too.
Okay, hold on. All right, give me a second. This shocking act of disloyalty. Who the fuck can be loyal in a time like this? Loyal to win the championship. He gave y'all 7 years, fulfilled his contract, even signed a fucking extension. You don't own LeBron James. Been saying this shit for years, but Dan wasn't feeling it. From one of our homegrown chosen one, sends the exact opposite lesson of what we want our children to learn. Now LeBron gotta teach the children, y'all. He responsible for the kids. Cause we can't be parents. And who would want them to grow up to become? Who we would want them to grow up to become. They gonna grow up to be like LeBron, y'all. Isn't that sad? A guy with just a college education that is one of the richest people on the planet, one of the most successful people in his chosen field, one of the hardest working, a family man, married his baby mama, does commercials teaching the kids to stay in school. But hey, nobody wants that for a son. But the good news is that this heartless and callous action can only serve as the antidote to the so-called curse on Cleveland, Ohio. Word. How many rings is Cleveland bringing in these days? The curse over? The self-declared former king will be taking the curse with him down south. Well, oh man, you should have left it up there if you knew it was due for two rings. Until he does right by Cleveland and Ohio, James and the town where he plays, he didn't even want to say Miami, will unfortunately own this dreaded spell and bad karma. This nigga was selling some juju, dog. This is voodoo.
As the owner of Miami Heat, how do you feel about that letter too?
Yeah.
Like, aren't you kind of upset too? Like, nigga, you slandering my team and my city now.
Right.
Not just LeBron.
He said, until you do right by me. He probably spit in LeBron James' water when he was shaving his beard. Just watch, he said. Just watch. We did watch. This shit didn't happen. Sleep well, Cleveland. Tomorrow is a new and much brighter day. All right, then, bro. So, all that to say, yeah, none of that happened, dog. But I just wanted people to remember that entitled ass letter, because I feel like people forgot how it was. Now, what music did you want me to play, Justin?
Oh, I'm sure Pat Riley rolled too. Is that your chick?
Is that your chick? Oh, yeah. You probably is.
Every time he think about Dan Gilbert, he be like, "Oh, LeBron, is that your chick?" Because yeah. I could have sworn he riding around in my whip.
Yeah, why riding around his ride? I gotta find that song. But yeah, man, I just felt like people kind of forgot that you know, that was one of those things that he wrote a couple years ago. It's been 3 years. He tried to take it back. Can't take that back, dog. That type of entitlement and ownership does not just come out for everybody, man. So, you know, don't try to run it back like, oh, we forgot. Nah, I haven't forgot shit, dog.
Man, I tweeted out last night, I'm sure it was a couple texts sent out last night from A, Ray Allen, and B, also LeBron James. Ray Allen sent his to Garnett, and LeBron James sent one to Dan Gilbert. You mad?
Mad? You still mad, bro?
You still mad with a picture of the rings, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A picture of them popping bottles back in the room. I'm sure that picture text came out.
Pat Riley out here like this.
They sending out texts. You mad, bro? Please don't say you mad.
I hope he sent the gif of my man Chris Bosh putting that sperm champagne on his face, dog. Real talk. Like, I love that.
Don't fuck get him. Mad at me.
Yeah, I'll replace it with another one, dog. That's what I do. Man, here's the thing, though, man. As angry as these motherfuckers were mad, dog, about all this shit, I was happy. I partied last night.
It's time for LeBron.
Yeah.
The year of LeBron.
The year of the king is back, dude. So, you know, we had to play, you know, we got to play Summertime. I mean, what would the show be if we don't play Summertime for the good folks, man? I'm gonna have to play Power. I think Power gonna be the new shit. Summertime, baby. Another summer of LeBron. You know what he say he gonna do this summer? Take the summer off.
Say he not shooting no jump shot. Just a bit of a break from the norm. He gonna hang out with the kids. He gonna do camp. You mad still? They asked him what his plans. He said, I'm gonna hang out with the kids, man. You know the charity, the one I did the decision with. Those kids.
I'm gonna hang out with my little son. Him. You remember him from that commercial you saw 47 times, the 30 minute one? Fuck y'all. I love it.
Man, look, I guarantee you, him and Jay gonna throw a party, which make you even madder.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I did last night, right? So, I said, I'm partying on LeBron. This is beautiful. I love it. We back. Cause everybody knows I love me some LeBron, but really, it's more that I hate the people that hate LeBron. And I feel like they, like, people always forget about the arrogant racial entitlement that is mixed up in this scenario. Like, every time we talk about it, it's like they don't realize how much racism got to do with this ownership over a young black man who decided to take his destiny in his own motherfucking hands and do what he wanted to do that was best for his career. And people decided that wasn't right, that wasn't good, that's not what we think you should do. I paid for tickets, therefore I own you and your decision making, so I can judge you. And I said, there's a racial entitlement to that shit. I don't give a fuck if you're black and you hate him for that, for being empowered. There's something wrong with you. Jealousy and envy, all that shit. People were like, no, it's not racist. See, we just love the city of Cleveland. I was like, nigga, you from Michigan. What the fuck are you talking about? You know?
You know what else LeBron did, too? Is he said, oh, okay, I see your plantation, but I'm still going to buy this little plot of land over here in the corner on your plantation.
Yeah.
And he still owned his house in Cleveland.
They saw an uppity Negro on TV in a polo who was like, yeah, dog, I'm going to do what's the best for me. And they said, you can't do that. That's not what we've been taught as sports fans. We own you, and we supposed to tell you what to do. And he was like, I'm out. And everybody liked it, man. So I said, let me go on Twitter and search some of my favorite things to do after LeBron James does well is LeBron nigger.
Can we say LeBron the greatest right now?
I say he's better than Michael Jordan, dog.
Can we say he the greatest right now?
He the greatest, dog.
He is way better than Michael Jordan right now.
So I broke out my hashtag. You know the one. Hashtag Comic Sans. And I went and found all the haters. And I retweeted them and put Comic Sans in front of it. Two messed up said, fuck this cum guzzling dick riding jungle nigger shit cunt LeBron. He was mad.
He put a lot of thought in it.
Fuck that slave nigger LeBron from AYO Official. Comic Sans. We also got Kevin Campfield who said, what a dumb, ignorant nigger. Fuck LeBron.
Mm.
A dumb, ignorant nigger? Is that what it is,
it's
man?
It's an oxymoron.
It feels like you didn't have to say that much. You know, it feels like you covered it the first time that you called him dumb and ignorant or whatever. But apparently you had to add nigger in there, too.
Oxymoron.
In case we didn't get it.
It's a triple negative.
I saw a couple people talking to Bomani Jones. They tried to add it in on the slide because, you know, Bo was a public figure, so they was like, he's just a dumb, ignorant black man. Say it with your chest, bro. We know what you mean. You use way too many words. It's just one word, nigger. So we also got Little Simone who said, but really, LeBron is the definition of a nigger. We got TNA Smarker said, hey, LeBron, you still suck and your mother is a whore. She went west and you went south to win. Overrated nigger. That was all caps lock because he was all mad lock. His name is Ben said LeBron used his evil satanic nigger magic to win the game. I'm reading all these because I want people to understand why the fuck I root for LeBron.
He just need to ask him at a press conference why you mad.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you mad?
He did when he said, I'm going to be happy tomorrow. Y'all need to get over it. LeBron James doesn't deserve the championship, dumb nigger. Let me tell you something, ignorant hick hillbilly person. Nobody deserves a championship. You win it. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as deserve, you dumb motherfucker. It's a sports contest. All right, well, let's give it to the guy with one leg. He's the nicest guy this year. No, you got to go win it. That's all it's about.
Well, we see what happens when you get people with no legs, when you give them things.
Like who? What are we talking about?
The African.
The
white African with no legs.
I have no idea. Girlfriend. Pistorius.
Yeah.
We went away to get there, but I feel what you're saying.
I couldn't remember his name. I just know they gave him an opportunity to be in the Olympics.
And then he started killing regular white women.
Going around killing people.
Mm-hmm. Even though the Heat won, LeBron is still one ugly nigga from Drake Naren 1, which makes sense, Drake, that you would be looking to see how attractive he was. LeBron is still a nigger. He never wins, says Phil Lickless. H Schmidt 67 said LeBron is such a nigger. Get that smirk off your face, and you wonder why your people get stereotyped typical nigger.
Do these people have their own picture in their AVs?
Most of them don't, but I just want to say I really enjoy the fact that the smirk on LeBron's face is making this dude furious. I love it. I love it, man. Like, him being graceful is way... It brought out the racism more this year than when he was, like, talking shit.
Man, these are the same dudes that have dreams about LeBron fucking a woman.
Yeah, definitely.
At night.
They want to take him to the dark cavern for sure. LeBron, shut the fuck up, you nigger. LeBron's speech was just a typical nigger speech.
But they watched it, though. They could have teared the channel.
I just want to know what a typical nigger speech sounds like. LeBron is a stupid nigger. Hashtag, I don't care. But you do care, dog. You really, really do care.
Who hurt you?
And that's what makes it better.
LeBron hurt them.
Yeah. LeBron James is a nigger. LeBron really has zero class, though. That's why I don't like that disloyal nigger. Like, really, that dialogue came straight out of roots. I hate LeBron. Hashtag nigger. Okay, Cody Collier. I feel you, dog. Hashtag nigger. That's good. Congrats to that nigger LeBron. He did it one man. No hate whatsoever from me. From San Crisp. Hey, nigger. No hate. No, I'm not hating on you, nigger. Just, I'm giving you props.
What'd I say? I mean, doesn't everybody use the word nigger?
Yeah. Can I give a nigger props or what? Hold on. People are adding to this as I'm doing it. Wow. Fuck this. Like, seriously, people are doing Comic Sans, dog. Everybody on it now. Fuck this cum guzzling, dick riding, jungle nigga shit cunt, LeBron. Oh, wait, that was the first one. Okay, people retweet me. I don't like LeBron James. He's cocky. He looks around for fouls. He's just a big pussy boy nigger monkey. That's from DM Tacos.
So they make nigger monkeys. That's new. I didn't know that was a species.
Man, I hope LeBron gets cancer, nigger. That's from Chris Skinny.
Sounds like he already had cancer.
Fuck you, LeBron. You're a nigger. And then dude made a Vine about it.
People still use Vine?
He uses Vine to burn a Chris Bosh jersey. Not a LeBron James jersey. He burns a Chris Bosh jersey.
He still got his LeBron jersey.
Still, I'm going to keep my LeBron jersey. It might be worth something, but I need to let the world know I'm an angry-ass white dude.
He still got the LeBron jersey, though. He burned Bosh. What made him buy a Bosh jersey?
Right.
What are you really saying there, sir? Mm-hmm. You got a Chris Collins, not Chris, but Jason Collins jersey,
Jason Collins, you got one. I bet Lil Wayne was jumping around like a nigger with ass bugs when LeBron said, I ain't got no words. What is ass bugs?
Hey, man, you know what you guys do in your own home is your own business. But what do you buy ass bugs? I don't.
Yeah, whatever you and Richard Gere get into, that's you.
Are those imported? Like
LeBron James, you fucking nigger from JB Ayala. So yeah, those are the main ones I retweeted, man. But basically, man, the point being that Comic Sans on all that shit, dog. Y'all all sound like some hurt ass bitches because a dude won a championship, man. Now let's get to how he won the championship, because we've been partying for a while.
I just want Chris Bosh to be like, who gonna check me, boo? Like, just one time. I just want him to say that.
He ain't even have no points, dog. I mean, I don't understand if people understand how great this game was for LeBron James, because they've been saying he couldn't do what he did. First of all, he shot 8 free throws, 8 for 8 from the line. Told y'all he had to get to that line. He got to the line last game, too. When I know what I'm talking about, I know what I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck if we're going to just play him back, play off of him and stay in the paint. But he's LeBron James. Well, you can play into the rim. It doesn't fucking matter. You can't stop that dude. He had 37 points last night, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. 37, dog. Two people that started the game combined for 0 points. I don't think people understand what I'm saying, bro.
Yo, he had 4 threes, man. He outshined the light skin coalition last night.
With five threes.
Five threes.
Only Battier chipped in more threes.
And it's like, wait, LeBron hitting, he hitting nothing but net on them threes.
It's like he just said, oh, wait a minute. I shoot 50% from three. I don't know what I was thinking, guys. I got this.
Did you see the post-game interview?
Mm-hmm.
When he said, I'm great?
Yeah.
He said, I don't know why they wasn't checking me on the jumper.
I'm great. He quoted those statistics. It's like, I shoot 40% from the field for three for the season. So they just will leave me open. I don't know why they didn't get out there. I'm great.
I wanted him to say, like, they was playing like it was a game eight. Mm-hmm. And I wanted LeBron to say that so bad. I wanted
the first thing he said in his interview was, well, last year we had Mike Miller. This year was Shane Battier. They asked him about him. They didn't ask him about no teammates. He's just that good of a person, man. What a good guy.
He keep it classy, man, at all times.
Yeah. They didn't say anything about Dwayne Wade's horrible plus minus statistics throughout the season because he was only minus two last night because he was balling. He was inspired. Even Dwayne Wade had 23 and 10. Chris Bosh had a hot zero, five personal fouls, one block shot, and seven rebounds. Now, is that a good game? Of course not. But LeBron is so classy, he didn't even bring it up.
He scored Bosh points for him.
He said, don't worry, I got yours too, Chris. All you got to worry about is staying in Duncan's way.
What happened to Norris Cole?
DNP, coach's decision. That's what happened to him.
Right.
Udonis Haslem only got a minute and a half. Super Mario Chalmers is balling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, dude, they play great defense. And, you know, all props to the Spurs. But if you were rooting for the Spurs, I told you from the jump you were rooting against America. And fuck you. I'm a Patriot.
You know, I had mixed feelings last night watching the game. Because I was like, man, I really wish Steven Jackson was out there to get some burn.
Yeah.
If he was out there, the game, it possibly would have been different. Possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Whose minutes is he going to take, though?
Ginobili's.
See, that's the thing. I don't think Pop would have put him in over Manu Ginobili.
Right, but that's the thing.
Pop is too loyal, because at the real talk, Justin, Manu Ginobili shouldn't have been in this game.
Period.
Right, even with the roster they had. Without Steven Jackson, he shouldn't have been in this game. When I saw him coming out with 40 seconds left or 30 seconds left, and Tony Parker on the bench, I said, these niggas want
to
lose.
Well, see, I felt like he did that as an attempt to still be like, I don't need Steven Jackson.
Yeah, well, he needed him, cause Manu Ginobili was out there giving him up, dog.
Oh, he definitely needed him. And that's what I'm saying. But then I'm glad Steven wasn't there to prove, like, dog, you needed me.
Yeah.
And this is the proof right here.
Popovich.
You needed me.
Yo, Popovich got so overrated, man. While he is what I consider to be the best coach in the NBA, this nigga has gone home every fucking year without a championship for like, what, 6-7 years now? Right. They the Patriots of the NBA. People keep talking about them like they so fucking unbeatable. And then you watch them, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Why wouldn't they just, all LeBron got to do is start shooting and these niggas can't hang.
Pride, man.
It's got to be pride, dude.
Their pride. It's their pride. Because the pride says I'm going to cut Steven Jackson but get Tracy McGrady.
Right.
Not even a shell of Steven Jackson.
The homie Danny Green, 1 for 12.
Bro, he was out there missing layups.
What I tell y'all about that road, man. The light-skinned superpowers work at home. Not on the road. The river walk and the river water is in San Antonio, y'all. This is common sense. Soon as you go on the road, they don't bottle up that river water. You can't take more than 2 ounces of liquid on a plane.
I'm shocked the Spurs got past the first round having Tracy McGrady on the team. That's first of all.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So even knowing Tracy McGrady.
That's
on
like
the team,
a championship of itself, in itself.
Right. I don't know how anybody expected the Spurs to win just knowing you got Tracy McGrady on the roster. That's an automatic you lose without even, and then you're going to play LeBron. Mm-hmm. That's an automatic you lose. So,
that's true.
I mean, just like the other day when the Spurs was up, you know, people was asking me who you think. I'm going with the Heat. Really? Why? I mean, the Spurs got this. They barely losing these games. Yeah, but he got LeBron.
To be honest, a real 100% real talk, I'm a little disappointed in the Heat. Not LeBron James, but the Heat as a team, This shit should have been a 20-point blowout.
Yep.
Mike Miller and Chris Bosh gave them nothing.
Man, and that's the thing, man. As great as LeBron was playing, they were only up by four.
Yep. Nothing. Ray Allen gave them zero.
Man.
If I told you before the game, Chris Bosh, Mike Miller, and Ray Allen will have zero fucking points, would you be like, oh, yeah, they definitely won that?
No.
Right.
And that's the thing, man. Steven Jackson was, he said it best, man. Pop pride got in the way, and he wanted Steven Jackson to admit something that wasn't true.
Right.
And Pop tried to force Ginobili into having a good game. It's not true.
Right.
You saw that all series. Ginobili was not going to have a good game, and you tried to make it happen anyway, Pop.
Yeah, Ginobili had one good game in six games. In seven, if you count. Yeah, he had one good game in seven games, and people was out there like, can Pop coach? He put him in the starting lineup. He started getting 20. I was like, that shit ain't happening no more. Manu Ginobili, right. Old dog.
Man, LeBron checked all five players of the Spurs by himself.
By himself, dog.
Last night.
This dude is the greatest talent I have ever seen in my life. Better than Michael Jordan, I say. Be mad about it. Be mad. But as the rings accumulate, let's just sit back and go, Rod called it early. Y'all just be late. I told y'all niggas they was going to win this series. I'm still let down. Should have been a motherfucking sweep. The Spurs was so overrated, dude. So overrated. They had us coming off that rest. And they had the light-skinned superpowers on their side. That was the only thing that hurt them. The only series they really struggled with before this was the Warriors, and that's because the Warriors have a lot of light-skinned dudes. So it was like real neck and neck, you know, at home. It was like, oh, which Warriors team is going to come out? You know, light-skinned dudes hitting 40 points and shit. You never know what happens. But, yeah, it was good. Did you know, Justin, that courtside seats at the NBA Finals were selling for $30,000 a piece?
And well worth it.
Well worth it.
Well worth it.
Once in a lifetime experience to be a part of LeBron James' second championship title.
Game seven, dog.
Game seven, 37.
Game seven.
Mm-hmm. 12 of them boards. Nigga was gobbling up boards everywhere. Most boards on his team.
Man, the thing about those stats, man, it doesn't even show all the defensive plays that he made. Like, you might can say, okay, he got a steal here and a steal there. No.
He got that shit from, he's the one that got it from Manu Ginobili.
Right. But I'm saying, how about all the other players where he forced a bad pass, forced the offensive player to go a different direction.
Right.
Like, forced just a crazy shot just because of his presence.
The only thing I feel a little let down about, and it was no way that you could have both these things in the same series, but I wish Boris Diaw would have got him a ring, man. Cause he was representing for the fat basketball players, man. And Fat Man Scoop be out there hooping, man. He can give you 7 minutes of intensity per half.
Man, I give you a whole quarter. Cause he had an open three last night, then came back and made an immediate assist.
Yep.
And kept him in the game.
Yep. He was tapping the rebounds out and shit like that. I mean, but I'm not going to say a whole quarter cause I recognize he's limited. He didn't even play he played 12 minutes and 41 seconds, but that's split into two halves. That's about right.
But that goes back to poor coaching. Let's call it what it is. That's poor coaching. Am I saying Boris Diaw can check LeBron? Hell no.
He can check anybody for 7 minutes.
But what I am saying though is that LeBron can't post Diaw.
That's true.
And if that goes into your game plan, which is what Pop wanted, then you keep him out there a little longer.
Well, Boris Diaw can stop anybody in the planet for 7 minutes. That's like, I have that same ability. Like, that's not like, that's just an innate thing that you're born with and you don't have it. For 7 minutes, I can match anybody. Now, after 7 minutes, it's a wrap. Like, I'm about to get toasted if this nigga any good. And, every game is much longer than 7 minutes. And that's what Boris Diaw did. He gave every game that he was on LeBron, he gave him 7 minutes of good, solid defense. And then LeBron was like, oh, wait, I can run right by you. You fat. And it was over. And that was basically the whole point. Like, as long as he did, like, as long as you don't overthink it, you should be able to run right by Boris Diaw and score. I'm surprised more people don't do it to me. Honestly.
It's because you're better than what you say right now.
If I check somebody that's much faster than me and I back off of them, they'll always try to do stupid shit like crossovers, long three-pointers,
yep,
6-7 extra dribbles, post up. Like, none of those things are smarter than just going by me, hoping I don't foul you and getting a layup.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you force, that's the one move they have to do.
Yeah.
And they're not
It's basketball 101. It's the first thing you learn. A layup. And these niggas would be like, LeBron was out there like, hold up now, why my moves ain't working? I'm like, nigga, just go by him. Just go to the right. You right handed. You don't even got to do a crossover. Just go to the right and lay it up. He will not be able to do anything. As soon as he did that, it's like he figured out the matrix, because after that, they couldn't stop him. But yeah, 30K. Let's talk about some other news, man.
Can we say LeBron is the king before we leave?
Oh yeah, he definitely the king.
LeBron is the king, man. Just all praises due LeBron James.
He a champion.
However you want to praise him.
Two-time champion at that. And like I said, greatest talent I've ever seen on a basketball court. I mean, can we talk about how he was hitting the J's? He was hitting them threes, and then the San Antonio would come down, hit a three, and then he would be like, well, take another one. Like, he just would not.
Two in a row, dog. He hit two in a row. Like, oh, y'all still letting me shoot. Okay.
Yeah. He hit them with the, then he started hitting the mid range. He like, yo, we just need a couple more points. So I'm going to go ahead and knock this one off. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't want to come out here? Kawhi, you going to go under the screen? No, that's stupid. And this is why. J to your face, cuz.
Man, low key, Leonard was out there balling.
He was balling.
Balling yesterday.
All for naught.
He kept him in the game.
Only thing he did was get Manu Ginobili fired. That's it. It's the only effect he had on the game was Manu Ginobili now got to go his ass home, man.
Do you see him next year? The thing is, who wants him?
Amnesty Manu Ginobili. Amnesty that nigga. Amnesty Wade while you at it. I know it's not going to happen, but I would amnesty the fuck out of Wade. Right. I'd be like, hey, but can I talk to you for a second, Dwayne?
No, they trading Wade.
Hey, put that champagne down for a second, bro. Hey, great game. Couldn't have won the series without you.
Wade gone.
Probably would have won this game, would have won this series in about two less games without you, though.
Cole gone.
Mm-hmm. I get him out of there.
Man, if Howard can come back and get him another ring just by wearing nice suits on the sideline.
Yeah, he back.
More power to him,
he
man.
He coming back.
How do you extend your career another year and not even play?
That nigga a Highlander, dog. Why is it Juwan Howard look the same age? That nigga came and gave LeBron a hug in that suit. I was like, oh, what is it, draft day? Oh, shit, that's Juwan Howard. The 70-year-old.
Chill for LeBron. Chill for America.
Mm-hmm.
If you rooted against the Heat last night, man, you're a terrorist. You're an anti-American.
I saw people on my timeline saying LeBron James is an asshole. He's arrogant, and that's why I don't like him. Go Tony Parker. Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Tony Parker fucked his teammate and cheated on his wife. What kind of morals are you fucking navigating through, man? Keep that bullshit off my timeline. Don't fuck with me.
And he popping bottles with Drake.
Yeah, and then, like, my man Lyndon Tucker
was sipping this nigga.
My man Lyndon Tucker sitting over here talking about some, like, what about the people that don't like LeBron, but it's not about race? Huh. How come all those people happen to be white? That's a coincidence. But number two, what makes you think that it's not about race? Because no one's examined it? Why don't you examine why you're madder at him than any of these other athletes? You got dudes like Carmelo Anthony that held his team hostage to get the fuck out of there and force a trade. And he's not the only one. Other people have done it too. Dwight Howard has done it. Like, other people have done the, y'all gonna have to trade me. I want out of here. I don't care my contract up or not. You know, like, but all of a sudden, LeBron James persona non grata because he went on TV and gave the money to the little babies. Man, fuck you. And the shit is about race. How about that? You don't like LeBron James? You are probably racist. Yep, I said it. Deal with it.
Facts.
You want some new slaves?
Facts.
Still be mad he got all that power.
I'm living in that 21st century. Doing something mean to it.
Do it better than anybody
you ever seen do it.
Screams from the haters. Nice
to it. Every superhero in his theme music.
No one man should have
all that power.
The clock's ticking, I
just count the hours.
Stop chipping, I'm tripping
off the powder. Man, fuck them haters.
Go LeBron, go America.
Go America! USA! 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 That's what I'm talking about, man. Rooting for them foreigners and shit, man. I thought y'all loved y'all country. Y'all disgust me.
Simping ass American.
Let your racism outweigh your nationalism. What's wrong with these people? Tiger Woods sucked last week and apparently hurt his wrist. So of course that brings the haters out the woodwork. Cause let's forget about how good he was the week before, right? His former coach, said, Hank Haney said that, Tiger Woods, you know, need to prepare more for the majors. He don't prepare enough. Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
He went on Twitter.
Too busy, getting pussy.
Went on Twitter. He said, I watched it for 6 years. I questioned Tiger's preparation. He doesn't practice his putting or short game enough on site at unfamiliar courses. Hey, dog. Why you wasn't tweeting this shit, you know, when it was happening? I feel like maybe you was getting some of that side pussy, bro. Now you mad because he done changed his life up. He ain't on them hoes no more. And you feeling like left out in the cold.
See, I kind of disagree on just on the part about him not getting hoes.
I knew you were going to say that, by the way. But what I really mean is he's not giving you no hoes no more.
Yeah, okay.
So that means he ain't getting hoes no more. No matter how it works for Tiger's dick, Hank Haney out here like, where the hoes at? And Tiger like, get out of here, beat it. He's like, fuck you, man. He's like, I'm gonna go on Twitter and talk about your ass as soon as you hurt your wrist and lose. He hurt his wrist. He hurt his elbow, man. They act like this nigga just went out and lost. He's like, see, it's not the preparation. His elbow was fucked up, dog. Prepare for that.
Man, the thing is, man, Tiger Woods was winning for so long.
Yeah.
He was number one for so long, getting so much money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they hate him.
They really do.
They
man.
Hate him because he was getting money and bitches.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say they hate him because he was fucking all they little white princesses, but that's not true.
Yeah, that part not true.
They hate him because he was fucking the average white women, which means anyone could get it. It's even worse. With certain athletes, you like, well, as long as I ain't dating a dime, you know, just don't bring around Tiger. You can't even bring the Chick-fil-A chick around Tiger, man. He would knock that off.
Yo. He went and married the baddest chick.
Yeah, he married the best and then cheated down. From there on out, he was like, I got my 10 secured. Now it's time to go gamble off in Atlantic City, dog.
Does Tiger hang out with his kids? Does he get, like, did he get Father's Day weekend?
He makes macaroni and cheese, according to his last tweet about hanging out with his kids. He's a single dad now.
But that was when they were still living in the States. Didn't they move?
I don't know, out of man. The country? Don't give me the line about Tiger's situation.
But let's be clear, though. Tiger didn't get rid of any of his hoes.
Right.
What he did was find a main chick that was cool right. with him bringing his hoes to the house.
You know, he pulled the opposite of Kenny Smith.
Right.
He said, let me just get a main chick, but she gonna have to be cool with these hoes, man.
Right. And that's what he did. Like, he smartened up.
It brought his game back up, though.
He recognized his weaknesses is I can't get these hoes up and I can't pretend.
Yeah.
So if I get one chick that's cool and she's a girl that likes to kiss other girls, then we all good.
He had this to say after struggling, last week. He said, I struggle with my speed all week. I struggle with my speed, especially the right around the hole. Putts were breaking a lot more. I gave it a little more break, then it would hang. That's kind of the way it was this week. Haney could not explain why, but said Woods doesn't prepare for majors as hard as he could. He plays the course in a rushed way, maybe once or twice before the tournament week. Then in tournament week, Tiger has gotten into a routine of playing 9-hole practice rounds on some days. So, anyway, he was hating. Had to bring it up.
He mad cause Tiger don't have to practice and he's still better than everybody else.
It's hate, man. Cause like, here's the thing about that. Nobody asked you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he wasn't doing an interview.
Speaking of, dudes got people out here hating on them.
And the winner's Hov, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connection.
Guess who has his own license for NBA and Major League Baseball agents.
So he really is bringing them to the 40-40 club.
This nigga is an agent, dog.
I told you last week, dog.
You called it.
He bringing them to the 40-40 club and closing deals.
They ain't even know it.
Man, he closing deals over Armadale.
Them niggas gonna be signing them contracts, dog. How can you not sign with the greatest rapper alive? All these little young black dudes grew up idolizing this person, and all the young white dudes, and the young Latino dudes, and the women's, and the gay people. Everybody like Jay-Z music, dog. He about to be closing these deals.
Man, he told you a long time ago when he switched Beyonce to his management. Mm-hmm. And said, you didn't lose a daughter, you gained a son.
Son.
I show you how to do this, son.
He really about to have these dudes in the 40-40 club. He gonna, hey, Bleak, go get us two bottles of, Belvy. But yeah, what you trying to do, man? You trying to sign or not, man? Come on, son. Don't be a lame. And they gonna be like, yeah, man, I'm trying to sign. I'll be down. And boom. You know, it's that easy.
You know what he does? He'll have Bleak come in first. And do the pitch, and Bleak be like, well, you know, he told me as long as he's alive, I'm a millionaire, and you know, he's been true to his word so far. So what makes you think he's not gonna make you rich?
They gonna look at Bleak and be like, if he can do it for you, I have talent. Of course he gonna do it. I'm about to get paid.
You think Bleak still wears durag during the meetings, or they take him off?
You know what? He can't wear it no more because Jay-Z can't wear his. Jigga man, you rich, take that durag off. So he probably
but he turned around and dropped that chick back off though.
Yeah, that was years ago. He don't wear it no more, dog. Mm-hmm. Like you saw, man, this nigga Jay-Z had a commercial about nothing. That, you just see that
I loved it. It was Magna like 2 minutes long.
It was like, yeah, it was long as shit. It was just him hanging out with producers like Timbaland, Rick Rubin, just motherfuckers just hanging out in the room. Pharrell was there for no reason. Should have had Chad, but whatever. He was just hanging out and was like, it's a commercial, y'all. Go download this app. You can hear my music. And people was like, a million? That's all? And we got it. Of course he's going to be a good agent.
Man, that all I do is win, no matter what.
Yep. Jay-Z is going to be a good agent. Okay, I'll reload.
Yo, you remember when he used to only rap about people respecting him?
Yeah.
Like, anytime somebody disrespected him, like, he would put that in his raps, and then he would diss you so subtly.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just be like, wait, who is he talking about here? I had no idea he was talking about Nas.
No idea.
Years before.
In other NBA news, the shadiest sounding shit of the week. This Celtics, Clippers trade shit they're talking about. It is off for the moment. They had a news briefing that was supposed to come in this afternoon, but apparently got called off. But it's like they want to trade Doc Rivers for a draft pick and then Kevin Garnett straight up for DeAndre Jordan. Now, in the league, you're not supposed to be able to combine coaches and players in a deal. The deals have to be separate. And the Clippers really just want Doc Rivers. They don't really want Kevin Garnett. And motherfuckers are starting to say some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. I've been hearing for the last couple of days this talking point that DeAndre Jordan's just growing trees around here. Man, are y'all watching this game? DeAndre Jordan is good and much better than Kevin Garnett old ass. Much better. Yeah. Kevin Garnett got old man tactics and I will give him that. But this nigga jump out the gym, bro.
Consistently. And he got good knees.
And he block your shots.
This nigga got good knees, though.
Yes.
You can't give up good knees.
For Kevin Garnett? Are y'all niggas serious? It's an even trade. Fuck you. That shit ain't even at all. Kevin Garnett, old hot knees out there now cracking.
Now, y'all can listen to the other so-called specialists, media specialists, if you want to. Listen, we play ball.
Right. Do y'all got eyes? I've heard this shit like 6 times this week from different people. Like, well, shit, it's a pretty even trade. I mean, Kevin Garnett for DeAndre, and then you get Doc Rivers on the other side. I'm like, that's not even.
Jordan can play an entire game. Garnett, he might can get you 6-7 good minutes a quarter.
Dude.
He playing D-out minutes.
I wish you would throw Kevin Garnett an alley-oop these days. That nigga gonna look at that. He gonna look at that ball like, why you do that?
Yo, you remember that layup I missed last Saturday?
Yeah.
So, Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett. DeAndre would have jammed it back. KG out there like, I can use the glass. Man, y'all out y'all goddamn mind. This trade is full of shit, dude. This is 100% a trade of a coach plus player for draft pick plus player. Like, it is not this two separate trades being made at the same time shit. That's bullshit.
The fact that the Clippers actually want to do this trade clearly tells you this is not a smart trade.
Mm-hmm.
They had the smartest thing they did was convince Stern to veto the trade for the Lakers to get Chris Paul, and then they went and got him. That's the smartest thing they did.
Phil Jackson is going to be a consultant, quote unquote, for the Lakers. Think Mike D'Antoni into that?
Here's the only thing I can say about that is it has nothing to do with Mike D'Antoni.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Jackson told his fiance, listen, we ain't really ain't gonna never get married, but I'll at least set a date. You get me back in the front office.
Mm.
And his fiance made that happen.
Yeah. He's like, all right, then. March 2017.
Right. Right. Because otherwise, she's been his fiance for 12 years now.
Yeah.
You can't pick a date.
But if I'm Mike D'Antoni, man, I'm not cool with this. You know what I mean? If I'm Mike D'Antoni, I'm sitting around like, wait a minute, dog, we doing what now? Yeah, we gonna have, no, you still the coach, bro. You still the coach, okay? That we have every confidence that you can coach this team. We just gonna call Phil every once in a while and be a consultant. You know, that's it. Just gonna consult. What you gonna consult him on? Things, stuff, you know.
Yeah, now he does need his old office.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you. Basically, that office is designed because his chair can fit in that office.
He may call you from time to time during the game, give you some advice, but, you know, there's no obligation for you to take the advice. Just pick up the phone is the only thing that we mandate that you do in your contract. But, you know, if you get a call at halftime, you just mandatory pick it up and talk to Phil. But he's only consulting, okay? He's only consulting. Yeah, I just think this is bullshit, though.
Man, they brought Phil in. Honestly, Phil was like, they brought Phil in to be like basically his bodyguard. And by that, what I mean is because the players don't listen to D'Antoni, they don't respect him, they don't run his plays that he sets up during timeouts and things like that. So they brought Phil in to be like, y'all better listen to D'Antoni.
Yeah.
Better do what he says. I'll make you read a book.
He going to be like, yeah, he going to be sending people to Phil's office. That's it, Kobe. That is it. Enough. When Phil Jackson gets home, I am going to have him talk to you, mister. Yeah, D'Antoni is
toast. They'll be like, fuck, I don't want to read another book and have to do a book report.
Right. All right, we got a lot of NFL news. We had some conflicting reports that I've been looking at all day, but apparently no arrest warrant has been issued for Aaron Hernandez.
Use your light-skinned powers, my brother. Use your light-skinned powers. That light-skinned privilege is a fool.
I know that Aaron Hernandez has gotten a lot less Aaron and a lot more Hernandez in the last couple of days.
Man, he don't use his last name anymore, though. He just go by Aaron.
He's smart. Basically, the story from what I understand is like a couple months ago, he shot a nigga in the face and the dude lost his eye. And nobody covered it. Nobody. Patriots and the Patriots way apparently is the same as the Penn State way, because everybody got quiet as fuck. They was like, we do things the right way. Randy Moss is a distraction on the team, but this nigga can shoot people in the face. So, and nothing, you know, had nothing really had happened in that case yet. But in this case, this new case, apparently is all kinds of issues. Let's see. Multiple stations in Boston are reporting. This is the earlier report, but it gives more details on, some of the stuff I think that went on. Let's see. It's not yet known where an arrest could take place, but it would be the responsibility of the Massachusetts State Police, who've been handling the matter of 27-year-old Olden Lloyd since soon after Lloyd's body was found in North Attleboro Industrial Park early Monday morning. It's unclear precisely what the warrant is based on, but the new evidence discovered yesterday seems to indicate that Hernandez, who had been described by police as uncooperative, was with Lloyd during his final hours. The Globe reports that video images taken early Monday show Hernandez and Lloyd together on Faiston Street during where Lloyd lives. About an hour later, between 3 and 3:30, neighbors of Hernandez reported hearing some gunshots. Minutes after that, the video shows Hernandez and two men entering Hernandez's house. But, okay, so I don't know if he, okay. ABC News previously reported that Hernandez hired a professional cleaning service to scrub his house later that day. Okay. A law enforcement source close to the case told ABC that Hernandez home security system, which may include video surveillance, was intentionally destroyed sometime before police first searched his house.
Smart.
I mean, because that's not tampering with evidence or obstruction of justice at all.
I mean, it is his personal security, so he can do what he wanted. Well, first of all, when you said he wasn't cooperating with police,
yeah,
I was like, why would he? Why would he incriminate himself?
He wouldn't. He has every right to defend himself. I'm sure if Professor LCH is still in the chat room, she's probably going off on that right now. You know, sometimes when you kill a nigga, you got to cover your tracks, and you have the right to do that in America.
And he probably, all he said was, I want my lawyer.
Hernandez's cell phone was also broken into pieces when he turned it over to investigators.
Nice.
Sir, we're going to need your cell phone. Oh, you know what? It's in the back room. I'll go get it. Be right here. Everybody just stay here. What, sir, why are you taking a hammer with you? Huh? You know, there's also some things going on with the nails. And, I have to nail some wood in the back real quick, to get to my phone.
He said, what hammer? You don't see a hammer.
Yeah.
You hit him with the Jedi mind. You don't, what hammer?
There are no hammers here. Taken together, all this could be the basis for an obstruction of justice charge if authorities believe Hernandez is actively interfering in the murder case. He has not been ruled out as a suspect, so a charge could serve both to compel him to cooperate and allow investigators to subpoena additional evidence. At least one mystery has been solved, though. During yesterday's bizarre events, his news helicopters followed his white SUV. Man, that's a dead giveaway. giveaway.
They was trying to make it seem like it was an OJ trial.
As it drove in and around Boston, Hernandez briefly stopped at Gillette Stadium. No coaches or executives were around. Hernandez left after about 10 minutes. Everyone was confused why he had gone there in the first place. The Boston Herald now reports that Hernandez had arrived with the intention of working out, but the staff was waiting for him and told him he had to leave. Don't you like that the staff was there like, mm-mm. Because I just want to get a quick pump. This ain't pain and gain, brother. I'm not killing people and getting a quick pump. You got to go back out there and deal with shit, bro. Might have some more evidence in here, so I don't know.
Yo, you think that's what he really was trying to get to?
He was like, hey, man, can I put my murder weapon in? I mean, I get a quick pump in?
I just need to. I left my other cell phone in my locker.
Let me get to my locker real quick, bro. This won't take a second. Sir, is that a bloody glove?
No, this visit might serve two purposes. However, for all purple intentions, you just need to know. I just need to get to my locker.
Yeah, I just need to get to my locker, man. Come on, dog. So now they issued this. Contrary to earlier reports, a new update states that no arrest warrants have been issued for Hernandez. No arrest warrants have been issued for New England Patriots tight end and Aaron Hernandez or anyone else in the homicide investigation, according to the Boston Globe and the Globe's Wesley Lowery on Friday. The North Attleboro Mass District Court confirmed to several media outlets that no warrants had yet been issued. This is a sharp turn from earlier reports. But I have heard that there's three search warrants that have been issued, not arrest warrants. So maybe that's where people got confused. As Lowry goes on to note, however, this latest update from a law enforcement source doesn't indicate that Hernandez is in the clear. Warrants and arrests could still be coming. They also might not. Right now, though, nothing of the sort has happened. So it's still ongoing, guys. Still ongoing. So,
and it might be 3 years for if they find anything against him.
Dude, I tell you who got to be excited about this shit. My man Tim Tebow. He just moved up on that depth chart, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Man, Tim not getting no playtime.
Why not, man?
Not as quarterback.
Why not, dog? He handled it down, man. I don't understand.
Cause Brady is super competitive. And Brady saw what happened the last time when he got his starting job. And he know how that process worked. It's no way Brady says, you know what? I've seen this before cause I did it. I'm not gonna let it happen to me.
I feel like that fat man Scoop started playing that. Dan, 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 dan. Na, 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 na.
Nah,
I feel like that's how Tim Tebow was in the locker room. Like, hold on, what? So one dude is partying too hard and got hurt and might not be back till November. The other nigga might be gone till November because he's going to go to prison. I'm about to be starting, y'all. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Tim Tebow made it, dog. Athletes pursue class action lawsuit against the NCAA. That's right. Ed O'Bannon is still very upset that he didn't get his money in college where he was actually worth a damn.
He should have got it in the NBA, bro. I mean,
well, hey,
that's some, real talk.
I thought he was going to. You know, I imported his draft class on my NBA
right.
live that year.
You or your brother, one of y'all should have got it.
Yeah, and Ed O'Bannon is trash.
And I think he was, and Ed O'Bannon, the left-handed one?
He the good one.
Yeah.
Charlie O'Bannon was the one that was trash. Ed O'Bannon was good in college and went to the NBA and was like, oh, wait a minute, I suck.
Now, I think, you know what it is, though? Like, college partying and college hoes is all the way different from NBA hoes.
So you think the hoes drove him down?
I think that, and he had more money to spend.
I think also NBA competition is better.
I mean, that has part to do with it, but. Yeah.
I mean, just a little bit.
Typically, like, you know, we discuss sometimes you play down to the level of your competition.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the NBA, obviously your game elevates because now you're competing at a higher level. So you automatically, in theory, improve, especially when you practice in more that you don't have to worry about studying, which that I doubt he was doing anyway.
Well, I don't know. If he's suing people and shit, he might have been studying. Maybe that was his whole plan. He was just in school getting a free education, learning how to sue these niggas for his money one day.
He went to UCLA, though.
I don't know what that means.
Like, I would never choose a school in California to actually do some work.
Oh. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Shout out to Nick Chu.
I mean, have you seen the women in LA, dog?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, most of them on pornographic films.
Exactly.
Have you seen
Nerdy Nikki?
Yeah, I've seen her. Exactly. I've seen her.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
She out there, bro. She's out there. former college basketball standout Ed O'Bannon and his lawyers sought out Thursday to dramatically expand his lawsuit challenging the NCAA's ban on compensated athletes in a move that could expose the organization and its member schools to billions of dollars in damages. Billions. He is not fucking around. O'Bannon and his lawyers asked a federal court judge to turn their antitrust lawsuit into a class action representing thousands of former and current college athletes. The lawsuit demands the NCAA find a way to cut players in on the billions of dollars earned by college sports from live broadcasts, memorabilia sales, video games, and in other areas. Now, I always thought it was dirty how they did them in video games.
Yep.
Because, like, video games, everybody knows, they have certain voice technology. So they just shuffle up the names on people's teams and they go, okay, there you go. But if you take the time to just organize the rosters correctly,
yep.
You just basically set up your team to do exactly what it wants, you know, what it should. I used to do that. I used to be the guy that would go, okay, let me switch it so that, you know, it says Hansborough whenever I get a ball to Tyler Hansborough.
Yep. And you go in, put their name, everything.
Everything. It's fucked up, man. Like, so I remember the last one I played, like, you could even edit the player. So if it was like, oh, we have a 6'7", white, 230-pound powerful, I can go in and go, oh, no. Tyler Hansborough actually weighs 210 pounds. He's 6'8",
yep.
And he's right-handed. You know, like, it's fucked up what they do, man. So,
and it would improve his speed and everything.
Yep. Good for them. Speaking of improving speed, Jamarcus Russell lost 51 pounds, dog. He's trying to get back.
Man, it's not like being broke and deciding, you know what? That job wasn't that bad after all. They only wanted me to practice.
Yeah, for what I heard, you know, he, as Bob would say, he trying to be friends, dog.
You think, yo, that picture at the bottom?
Yeah, where he was struggling with that scissor. Yeah.
He definitely was eating at the Waffle House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
on
was
late
struggling.
Nights on that one.
He was struggling then. He was on that scissor and shit, but he done lost the weight. I guess he was trying to make a comeback in the NFL, but I never talked about it on the show because I was like, seriously, that's not going to happen.
You think Iverson would go to practice?
Of course not.
If they asked him right now?
Of course not. We're talking about practice, right? speaking of guys that don't like practice, Pac-Man Jones wants to talk to the kids, the rookies, at the NFL symposium. Now, first of all, before I play this clip, what do you think about the idea in general, Justin?
I think the idea in general is definitely appropriate. However, I think they chose the wrong person.
I feel like they didn't choose him on purpose. He he wants to speak, then they won't let him. But I feel like he would be a great person to let speak.
Well, I thought he was already scheduled. Like, he actually was scheduled to speak.
No, you're right. Yeah, he will speak about it. I think he is a good person to choose.
I don't. And the reason why.
Why not, man?
Because it showed that you can fuck up and stay in the lead. Whereas if you choose somebody who fucked up and they not in the league and they want to get back in the league, that I think that sends a different message.
So you would rather have Jamarcus Russell talk?
Him, maybe even Chad Johnson.
Chad still think he can get back though.
Right, but he can't. Or Terrell Owens. What I'm saying basically is somebody who fucked up legally or character wise who the NFL deems character issues. And then they go speak, cause that dude will be a whole lot more passionate about, look, I fucked up and I won't back. Mm-hmm. Like, they gonna be out there, they might even cry up on stage. Pac-Man Jones gonna be like, man, listen, man, y'all just gotta avoid the law. Just, you know, get the right friends. Just stay out of trouble, man. Yeah. Just, you know, do y'all thing.
Commissioner say he don't want me in script club.
You know, just, if you go to the strip club, man.
Script club.
You know, just bring the strip club to your house. You know, have everybody come down. You know, like this, like that's what that speech is going to be like. It's not going to be, I fucked up. Don't take this for granted. Mm. Appreciate the NFL and what you can do with it. Understand this is a business and you can't get fired and sent home and possibly not get another opportunity regardless of your talent.
Okay, let me play the clip.
It was announced that Bengals cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones is going to speak at the NFL's rookie symposium, which happens later this month. Despite a recent arrest for assault, he's been arrested 3 times since October of 2010. What is the NFL's reasoning for having him talk to the rookies?
This is pretty easy.
If you can't beat them, join them, is what the NFL says.
I like to bring in people who basically serve as cautionary tales to everybody in the audience. People who the rookies will identify with. People who will get the rookies' attention. And Adam Pac-Man Jones certainly will do that. He's been in the headlines so many different times, most recently for that different arrest. And essentially this is a case where Adam Jones will sit there and tell the rookies that they should do what he hasn't always done in the past. They shouldn't make it rain. They shouldn't be in trouble with the law. They shouldn't be in the headlines for negative reasons.
Why was that music so corny, man?
Yeah, it didn't match anything he was saying.
Yeah, was that the bad boy? Like, that made me feel like this guy's a lot of fun, not this guy's a thug. Like, he could have got some rap in there or something. That shit was, Pac-Man Jones, having some fun. Punch strippers in the face.
Yeah, I don't know who got credit for that music, but that's not okay.
That was terrible editing.
Jones will sit there and tell the rookies that they should do what he hasn't always done in the past. They shouldn't make it rain. They shouldn't be in trouble with the law. They shouldn't be in the headlines for negative reasons. And the NFL is hoping.
Didn't the music stop so abruptly? It didn't even wind down. Who edited this shit?
That by trotting out somebody like Adam Jones, that he can provide an example of what not to do and what not to be like, since he has then turned his life around, and that's what they are hoping to do in the future.
And to your point, former Ohio State running back Maurice Claret is also speaking for much the same reason.
Oh, see? There you go, Justin. They got both your bases covered.
Right. I have no problems with Maurice. But what did he do? Like, he got in trouble with I just remember him getting in trouble at Ohio State.
Got in trouble with that drug dealing shit, too, remember?
Oh, okay.
Where he was running from a dude he stole money from, and then he had made that U-turn. That nigga had, like, all kinds of, he had the fucking arsenal from Grand Theft Auto in the car with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, man.
But also, I was going to say one thing, too, is they should also get somebody that hasn't been in trouble.
Yeah.
And also speak to them.
Well, like, I'm sure they got that covered. It sounds like they got it all covered. They probably thought about everything you said earlier.
But
but why would you bring up that? That's not going to be controversial at all.
Well, the thing is, I think the bringing one home is they need a white man that hasn't been in trouble and just keep all the black people.
I'm sure Peyton Manning is going to speak. Peyton Manning is going to speak for sure. What I want to hear, though, I want Ray Lewis to talk to him. Because I feel like he would tell him how, if you get in trouble, how to get out of it and not get in, and not get caught.
I guarantee you there won't be any texting while he's speaking.
Mm-hmm. I bet Aaron Hernandez called Ray Lewis. He's like, hey, man, can I talk to you real quick? How did you get out of that shit, man? Because I'm not incriminating myself, but I'm just saying I need some help.
Well, my brother, you got to look to the Lord.
You got to pray. And when I say pray,
I'm not talking about on your knees praying. What I'm saying that you got to do is pray. I mean pray. Hands in the air. Stomp and pray.
I'm talking about
praise him.
Cry.
Praise God.
Hey, remember what that nigga said? I'm talking about the evil. The evil that we call crime. It's like, this nigga high as shit on the Lord. This nigga done OD'd on Jesus, man. That dude turned a regular question about the NFL lockout into a crimes free if they don't get back on the field. I'm like, what the crime you gonna do? What? Like, what crime are you talking about? Is this a threat? Get Jim Gray out of the room, bro.
You think he got rid of any of his weapons? Or Ray Lewis got the weapons still at the house?
I feel like he can't have weapons legally, but he doesn't go by the U.S. laws. He goes by the law of the Lord. So he probably still got guns. He probably still got them guns.
We're going to have to start switching his first the first letter of his name.
Oh yeah. Hey, well, he like won, but see, he got away with the situation. But if it was Lay Ruiz, that'll mean he got involved in some more shit. He out on these streets. But
Lay Ruiz got weapons, dog.
Yeah, I feel like Ray Lewis is fine, upstanding gentleman.
Definitely,
as well as Marvin Harris and Aaron Hernandez. Until they get caught and convicted of something, they fine with me. It balls deep sports. We like to say that this is a comedy podcast that is definitely not taking it too serious, gentlemen.
Yo, Lay Ruiz.
Yeah.
Got bodies.
Right.
And that's why you got to pray.
Speaking of having bodies, I wonder how Ray Lewis would feel about having one of these guys in the locker room. Bruce Arians, coach of the Cardinals, said that he believes NFL players and coaches would be very accepting of an openly gay player. But he's not so sure that fans would feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna put it on the fans, huh?
Right. Because it'll be fine with Ray Lewis in his locker room.
You know, looking at this guy's picture, I'm pretty sure he's been caught with a transsexual one or two times.
Hey, I feel like Ray Lewis would walk into a locker room and be like, can I talk to you for a second, brother? And you'd be like, what, man? He's like, I understand that you got the evil spirits within you. And it's manifesting in what we like to call sucking cock. You gotta get it out of here, brother.
Yo, he'll say it with his hand on your shoulder,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and look at you dead in your eyes.
Or like, around your neck.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Not in a violent way, but in a caring way, like a father figure.
In that way when Bane had his hand right beside that dude head, that he was like, you feel like you're a
like, hey, I'm sorry, Ray. I'll stop sucking dick, man, if you just don't hurt me. I will stop being gay. Just please don't touch me anymore in the locker room.
You saying you want to pray?
If you need help with this,
the gay away,
I will help you get the gay out of your system.
Yo, it sounds like a clinic where they gonna fuck you till you not gay no more.
They do, man. You know, make you pray the gay away. Get on your knees. So I'm gonna pray this away today. I don't think the locker room will have any problem with it, Arian said in a telephone interview on his website. How would he know? Cause he had a gay player in his locker room last year and dude boyfriend is exposing him. So makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. The problem would be with fans. By the way, I agree with him. Even if your locker room was cool and we found out dude was gay, you're going to have people can't control themselves with Chris Bosh, who is not gay. A real gay person is going to have a lot of these ignorant ass fans walking around talking about some, look at the fag, man. Hey, man. Hey, buddy. Hernandez. Suck a lot of cock today. Like, you know, these drunk frat white dudes are going to be busting them gay slurs and all that shit all day long, man.
See, I think they do it just because we all know Chris Bosh really not gay, but it's so fun to make fun of him because he can't fight it. Like you said, it's nothing he could do to fight it.
You can't win the gay war, but I'm just saying it doesn't even matter. If you really are gay, like there's a cerebral level of humor where some people would tap out like, yo dog, that dude really gay, stop. But there's a lot of motherfuckers who don't have that line that are gonna just be like, oh, he really gay? Oh, hold up, let me get my homophobic slur handbook out. It's time to party.
Just jot these few notes down here yeah. real quick.
Like, that's why dudes don't come out till after they done, so you can't analyze their footage and shit. How much coincidental shit happens on the field? Like, good play, slap him on the ass. Why was Gonzalez slapping his ass so slow? You see that? In slow motion, look at his ass stays on the butt cheek for an extra 0.3 seconds.
They just hit pause.
Yeah.
During that replay.
That's cause you have it in slow motion. I'm telling you, man, that dude is gay. He was gaying him up, man.
They go, yo, but this.
Why NFL, he tackle him so hard, Justin?
This NFL season though, this how it's going to be this whole NFL season. They're going to be analyzing every play. Was that a gay play? That looked awful gay to me.
I think if I was an athlete, if I was like a linebacker, I would say I was gay. And then that way, when I tackle people, they'll be homophobic and be scared.
Yo, nobody's like, diving on the pile for the loose ball when you're around.
Like the first time I tackle somebody, I would hump the shit out of them on the ground. Just hump them hard, like right into the mud. They were like, oh no, this dude is a gay attacker, dude. Just don't let him tackle you, you know? And people would be running out of bounds and shit. They were like, this dude is the best linebacker in the league. He has zero tackles.
I want Ndamukong Suh to come out and be like, yeah, I'm actually gay. Because that would explain all the footage of him trying to kick people in their balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see it, man. I feel like the first openly gay linebacker is going to dominate the league with no tackles. He's going to have one tackle for loss. The first one when he humped people. And the rest going to just be people running out of bounds like, nope, I'm good. NFL Rookie Symposium, they will be talking about people and their sexual orientation.
No homo? You can't say that? You
can't say that anymore, buddy. That's a fine.
Pause?
Nope. That's a fine. Like, you know, the NFL is being real sensitive to the idea that they might have an openly gay NFL player at some point. And I think it's cool that they're actually being proactive and getting their fans and everybody kind of ready for the idea. Other sports have had gay athletes, but none really active except soccer, I think. So it'll actually be pretty cool if they can kind of prepare the fan base, prepare the players, because this shit needs to be taken seriously. And also the attitude and the things people have been saying about gay people on a lot of these teams is fucking destructive and ignorant. Just like, more important to me and destructive is how ignorant shit is, you know, where you just say shit like, man, ain't no gay people up in the 49 locker room. We don't play that. Like, what do you mean you don't play that? What, you gonna beat them up?
Oh, you mean that gay people play sports just so they can get their feel on?
Yeah, like, what do you mean? I wanna hear what you think. What do you think, dumbass? And hopefully, I'm assuming that lesson one in this is gonna be, hey, man, hey, lesson one, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the best.
Lesson two, shut the fuck up.
The best answer to that is, you know, I just wanna play hard. Just want to practice hard
and then keep throwing in pause and no homo after those. I just want to play hard, pause. I mean, I ain't homophobic, no homo, but look dog, if you got to tackle a fag out of bounds, you got to do what you got to do up in here with these homos, bro. You know what I'm saying? Up top, you cocksuckers.
So when you say you want to play hard, does that mean you want to play with an erection?
Right. And then when it's done, then when it's done, you go, I'm not homophobic though. I mean, I just think it's really gay that so many of these guys want to come in here and play with us. But other than that, I have no problems with a homosexual going to hell burning for being gay. What was I saying? I also like the idea that like niggas is out here like, well, I just don't agree with that. You know, I have family members and stuff and I don't agree with this homosexuality. It's like, Adrian Peterson, didn't you fuck 17 groupies last week? What the fuck are you talking about? Everybody, niggas get so fucking righteous when you bring up some gay shit. See, Jesus don't want a lot of shit you do, nigga.
Yeah, and this is the thing. It be the cats that'll bring religion into it that never go to fucking church.
Right.
Have never cracked open the Bible.
Yeah, I'm convicted. You know, I got so much convictions right now. I mean, half of them are dealing with prison convictions, but the other half is about my religion. Speaking of thou shalt not steal, Vladimir Putin was like, hey, New England Patriots owner, I likes that ring, playboy. And he stole the Super Bowl ring.
Whoa. That's a slanderous.
I'm sorry. He borrowed the Super Bowl ring of Robert Kraft, New England Patriots owner, in 2005. We're just finding out about this today. He punked that nigga. Here's a question, Justin. If you've been keeping this secret for 6 years, 7 years, what makes you bring it up in year 8? Like, why now? Why in 2013 did this story come out? Because I feel like once I get gaffled for my ring and I don't tell people immediately, I never tell.
Right. I think the thing over there is, man, is somebody asked to see the rings. Mm-hmm. And he's put it off as long as he could. He was like, oh, it's at my other house. I said the jeweler. Man,
maybe it fell out of the sink, man. Why are you even worried about that ring?
That ring is sentimental. It's in the safe. I see you wear all your other rings. Why not that one?
And then at some point they saw like Vladimir Putin with the ring on.
Yeah, like
talking to Obama.
Somebody was like, man, we're going to Russia. We got this plan in Russia. Why Russia? Like, there's nothing in Russia. Well, you went to Russia a few years ago, right? Didn't you have a good time? Man, I don't remember going to Russia. You know, he started making up all type of just stumbling excuses, and they was like, did something happen in Russia? Do you need to talk?
Yeah.
Did someone touch you?
He's like, man, he just said he gonna borrow the ring, but he gonna keep it at his house.
It's like it's both of ours.
It's like the ring is both of ours.
Here's the real kicker, though.
Yeah.
What do you think his face was like when that really happened? Because as a businessman that's as powerful as him, you're not used to people taking advantage
of him. Well, what I wanted to see is not his face the moment that it happened, but I want to hear, I want to see his face. Because what happened, according to them, is Vladimir Putin took the ring and then left immediately.
Right.
I want to see his face when he realized he wasn't coming back.
I don't think he left immediately.
Well, this is what he said.
He left immediately.
I want to go with them saying, see, I don't think he has nothing. See, I guess I feel like why would he lie now if he's going to tell the story? Because, like, there's really no way to save face. Like, there's no, if you would have said he stood there in my face and said, I got your ring, bitch, that's just as disrespectful as him walking out the door with your ring to me.
It's not the same. Like, like if somebody come up and steal your girl, you leave out the part where the dude slapped you first and then took your girl. Mm. You just be like, he came up and she went with him. I can't believe that hoe.
You right, but okay, all right. But
you leave out the part about him slapping you and be like, what you gonna do?
I agree, but let's run down both scenarios. That's all I'm asking. I like the idea of his face after he realized the dude is not joking. You know what I'm saying? Like the first, like when he was like, oh, let me see the ring. That's dope, man. I might keep it. He put it in his pocket. And then he walked away, and I know that for a second, Robert Kraft was like, oh, man, this nigga funny. He be playing. Is he really getting it? So you just gonna put it in your pocket. you be fucking, you just gonna walk away with your bodyguards, nigga. This nigga is tripping, y'all. That's a funny ass dude, man. You just gonna walk out the front door with my ring. You just gonna get in your limo and you just ain't gonna answer your phone. You just gonna get on the plane? Nigga, where's my ring? Like, I wanna see that slow.
I guarantee you his wife was there, was like, honey, you're not getting your ring. He still has your ring, honey.
Women are the worst for that.
Honey, you know, you're not going to say something about him with your ring?
It's like, he will have us killed, Margaret. What do you want me to do?
But see, I imagine that going all the way different. Yeah. I imagine Robert Kraft is there showing his ring off. Mm-hmm. Like, look at this. I had it custom made. Look at the bezels. Like, check it out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, let me hold it. Let me hold it. Let me try it on. See if it fits. Russian dude try the ring on. It's like, looks better on my hand than it looks better on my hand than it does yours. Fits my hand perfectly.
That's a terrible Russian accent, but I know what you mean.
I think I keep this ring. You agree, yes? You agree, yes. Yes.
He's like, no, I don't agree.
So
yes.
Robert Kraft was like, wait, agree to what are we saying here? Like, I keep ring, yes?
And then two Secret Service men just step between y'all. Like, right. Mm-mm.
And then he was like, you go mingle. You go socialize. I show my new ring off.
I borrow the ring.
And he showed the ring. He walk around showing people this new ring. Like, look at my new ring. It's a Super Bowl ring. We don't have a football team, but check it out. It's gift from my new buddy. He says he liked ring on my hand better.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just going to borrow it.
No, he never said that. He just said he likes how the ring looks on my hand better. I keep ring.
You go with your version.
I guarantee you that's how it went down.
A Glenville man was cited for disorderly conduct June 11th after allegedly waving an AK-47 assault rifle around a Hinesville basketball court during a dispute over a foul call. All
right. I have no issues with that.
Hinesville police were dispatched to Liberty County Recreation Department basketball courts after receiving a report that a man had pulled an AK-47 out of his trunk of his car and threatened another man with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Ice Cube on a bad day. When police arrived, they found the area very crowded. According to the report, they were told that the man who had produced the gun was sitting on the bleachers. Mm-hmm. Police made contact with the man identified as Sidney Hall, 25, of Glenville. According to the report, Hall told police he had gotten into an argument with another man during a basketball game. Ain't that always the way?
I thought he was going to say, I was about this life.
According to Sidney Hall, he said, "Trill niggas stand up."
Yo, the thing is, man, they said waving the gun, that he didn't point it at anyone. Mm-hmm. And when people actually plan on using a weapon, nobody's hanging around looking at the gun, watching him wave it. They leave.
That's true.
Even his friends leave immediately because they know the nigga that actually walks to the trunk and will use it is crazy.
Yeah. I see the slow trunk jog. I'm out.
Right. He announced it.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to worry about me hanging around, bro.
People leave their cars at the park.
Yep. I've left my keys and everything apart before and been like, I'll come when the bodies are done.
Right.
According to the report, Hall told police he had gotten into an argument with another man. Okay. Hall said the other man was much larger than him and he was concerned for his safety. So he went to his vehicle and pulled out the AK-47 and said, I have a gun and I'm not afraid of you. You know, he ain't say it like that.
That reminds me of Bobby Hill when he was taking the women's self-defense classes.
Yeah. He learned to kick people in the nuts.
He was winning all the fights, dog.
I'm not afraid of you.
Yep.
Hall told police that he then put the gun back in his car and went to sit on the bleachers, according to the report.
Right.
Police also spoke with the man Hall. Who said he had argued with. The man said that the argument had been precipitated by a foul call during a basketball game. He said Hall had gone to his car and said something about a gun, although he had not seen the gun himself. According to the report,
see a big ass AK-47?
Yeah, he must not have pulled it out. According to the report, the man told police that he had responded by saying, I don't give a fuck about no gun. I got guns too. Now, here's why that's stupid. Cause it's about, a gun is about proximity.
Right.
If you don't have the gun on you.
In your hand.
Then technically, you have no guns.
What are these guns?
I need gun owners to understand this because way too often do niggas with guns say, I got a gun in the car. Right. But we are not in the car.
Let's ask 2 Chainz about this.
Right. I'll fuck you up before you get to a car, bro. I'm not playing with my life out here so you can shine in front of everybody on these streets, man.
Did the other guy go to the bench and be like, so who got next? I got.
Right. I remember I was playing ball with the dude we play ball with, and he was like, my boy, I called my boy, come up here. He got a gun, kill all y'all. I'm like, first of all, who picks up that phone call? second of all, nigga, that's like 20, 30 minutes before they get here. We can just fuck you up now for 30 minutes straight.
Yeah, if I see you, think about going to your phone.
Yeah. Stupid, man. Anyway.
But he went and sat down on the benches, though. That didn't happen. This story is too unrealistic.
I only believe it because I've seen it happen in my real life.
I've never seen anybody go to their car and get a gun and go sit on the bench.
I've seen a dude, actually on more than one occasion, but I've seen a dude pull a gun out to a guy on our basketball court and make him lead the court and the dude that was leaving the court was still talking shit as he was leaving the court.
Right, but he was leaving.
Right.
The other guy didn't go sit down on the sideline.
But I don't think you understand, though, bro. He was saying, like, shoot me. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, nigga. And slowly backing up, but, like, waving his arms. And his cousin had to come basically save his life and make him go home. Like, go home, nigga. This dude is not playing. And when he was talking shit, the dude was like, oh, you think I'm playing? You think it's a joke? And shot the gun into the ground. And then the dude was like, man, fuck you. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I was like, what is wrong with people's lives out here?
And I get all that. But the key thing is, like you said, that dude didn't go chill out on the sideline on no bench. Was like, I got my gun over here. I got next. I'm going to get the next foul call.
Well, that's just one dude. That's the dude that had the gun shot. I've been there before when people ain't leave. They're like, oh, he just going to get his gun. I was like, the fuck is wrong with y'all? All you heard was my keys jingling. I just ran, man. Fuck y'all.
I've seen people get shot at and then they smoking weed the next day together.
Yeah, I don't.
And
man.
I was like, I'm confused too, cause
y'all don't got a PlayStation or something y'all can do.
We be beefing right now.
Right. You tried to kill me yesterday, dude.
But nobody sat around just on the bench like I got next while I got my gun. Right. And I'm angry about this foul call. That's why I feel like the story is something missing out this story.
It probably is. The responding officers escorted Hall to his vehicle to look at the gun. According to the report, they found the gun in the back seat with a 30-round magazine in the chamber. According to the report, when one of the officers inspected the gun and laid it back on the seat, the gun discharged, sending around through the vehicle's door and into the passenger door of a parked car in the next space. The officer then took control of the gun and unloaded it. According to the report, the rifle safety was off, but even with the safety in the off position, the weapon should not have discharged. God damn, isn't that scary that guns are just sitting around like that? A guy who handles guns for a living sat the gun down and it was like, bam, I kill everybody. It's like, shit. Wow. A closer inspection showed that the rifle slide cover was not mounted correctly and appeared to be the wrong cover for the gun. The gun ain't even right. Mm-hmm. The gun was also very rusty and not well maintained.
So was it really an AK-47 then?
Niggas, yo. I also noticed the butt of the gun was attached to the receiver with a wood or drywall screw.
This nigga made a gun.
He MacGyvered a gun out of pieces of guns.
He made the gun at home. That's why nobody left.
this nigga playing gun Legos, dog.
That's why nobody left.
He's playing gun Legos with different parts of guns and shit.
They told him to take his toy. And go sit on the sideline.
Was the 18 thing playing when he put this gun together? Nigga was, hand me some drywall.
It literally took him an hour to get his gun out the truck. They played.
That's why it took so long. He's like, let me, motherfucker, I get my gun. Hold up. Hand me that model glue. Hold on. Just let it dry for an hour. See if I get this safety back working.
I got this wire. I got this wood in the trunk. This tire jack.
Niggas still playing ball at the court.
Y'all go see.
Yeah. Oh, wait till I'm done, niggas. Oh, I just got to sew this last piece on.
They're like, what type of gun? Wait, what is that?
It's an AK-47. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for clarifying, because yeah. I wasn't sure.
Is that slide supposed to be on there like that? It looks like it's mounted wrong.
Do you really have bullets or you got to make those two? You go get some rocks. Hold on. There's some rocks I keep.
Nigga, I got a clip. It's to an M14, but I'm saying I got the clip, nigga.
I'm just saying rocks seem like it would work better with what you got going on here. And right over there where they doing some construction, you know, some rocks over there. I help you get the rocks.
Police took control of the weapon. Well, as much control as you can take. And ammunition and placed them in the police evidence locker. Hall was cited for disorderly conduct and given a $330 bond and a court day on July 7th. Yeah, didn't go to jail.
$330?
Hey, man, guns get treated way differently than other shit.
Man,
dog.
I want crazy to be locked up for a while so they can be evaluated. You know what I mean? Because crazy can only pretend to be normal for so long. And if crazy is locked up for about 5 days, you'll see crazy again.
Yep. I'm sure that this probably happened in Florida.
$330.
All right. Last story, man. Because you know we always have to do this, bro. We can't do an episode of Balls Deep without keeping up with the homie. So let me get it ready.
La 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 la. Hey mama.
Hey mama. Kobe Bryant did two spectacular things this week. The first, he took that step dog. He walking, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Did he do it on Vine or Instagram?
he did it on YouTube, actually. But he walking, y'all. He started, it's starting to look like it's possible. It's a long shot. Could be back by the first game of the season, dog.
Man, Kobe is so great, man. That's
like it. The only thing that can make Kobe better, in my opinion, is if he found a way to be on the Heat or get LeBron James on the Lakers so that I can root for two agendas at the same time.
This is the thing. You might not remember this conversation, but we had it a while back about Kobe being a commentator
mm-hmm.
for the games.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always talk about Kobe taking shots, you know, like, I got five, Shaq don't, you know, yeah. just different things he'll do. He fucked up Shaq, you know, wedding, his marriage, yeah. all those things, just slight little things he does to hate Shaq.
Yeah.
Could you see him when he retires, because he's so great at social media, at mm-hmm. this point really going and taking Shaq's job at TNT?
Oh, no. See, my idea for Kobe was never to be, like, TNT analyst. He can't be that dude. Matter of fact, Kobe Bryant can't even be on a panel.
No, he can though. See, this is the thing.
See, you think he can. I'm just gonna say, for my money, I think the most funniest version of Kobe Bryant would be like doing Reggie Miller's job. Cause I would love to see him just shit on people for not just shooting it. Cause like that's his solution to shit where he, like, I would love to see him be like, well, LeBron has 17 assists, and that's a pretty good night. But I'm looking at the stat chart. It looks like he only shot it four times. And I guess that's good for LeBron. But I think if I had these guys on my team, I would have shot 30, 45 more times.
Right, but you don't – right, but a whole game with that, no. But him, analyst at the studio with Charles Kenny, him going back and forth.
I think he could pull it off, but I feel like it'll be awkward and, like, his jokes will be too mean.
It won't be because you watching him now on social media.
Oh, I know what you mean.
And he's killing it. And it's like he never had to be funny or he never had the opportunity before.
No, I feel you. I want to see that.
And I feel like he would do it just to get Shaq fired.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Yeah. I would like to see that.
To get Shaq fired. Just to be like, I'm one up on Shaq again.
I definitely like him more than Shaq as a commentator. That's for sure. Cause Shaq got a reprieve because he came up with that Birdman shit. But Shaq not good, y'all.
Right.
And Shaq could, just a third wheel.
And we can understand what Shaq, and we can't understand what Shaq is saying. With Kobe, right. We actually would understand.
Yeah, I feel like Kobe would just talk the most shit, man. Like he would make it so good. Cause he just thinks, like that's the only thing, like he'll probably fuck up the FCC. Cause you know, he cursed now.
But you remember the early Charles Barkley and that's all he did was talk shit about how everybody's game is trash.
Yep.
And you love Barkley for that. Like that's when you started watching TNT. Like, wait, Barkley's talking shit about this guy on TV and not being PC about it.
Well, you successfully convinced me, man. I mean, plus Kobe can do anything he puts his mind to and he will be the best at it.
I feel like he's doing that now. Like he's setting it up.
Yeah, I agree. Yep, I agree.
And he's been on TNT before. Like, they love him on TNT.
The second thing he did was they asked him who was his top five players of all time. He said, Wilt Chamberlain.
Excellent choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oscar Robertson. Mm-hmm. Jerry Bones. West. Mm-hmm. Those.
Smart.
Did not make the list.
Smart.
His list is Magic Johnson, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. Larry Bird,
right.
Bill Russell, mm-hmm. and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I can see him picking Magic, Bird, and Jordan because he watched them play.
Yeah.
I can see those three easily.
Bill Russell for the rings.
Right.
Jabbar, also a Laker. That's my guessing.
Right.
And he said, and I think he picked Larry Bird because he sees himself as the Larry Bird of today. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that nothing but praise. He said, I will say as the years go on, people really forget how great Larry Bird was. He was ridiculous. And I grew up in LA just like everyone else here, hating his guts. dude, the guy was just money. And I think that's what he's trying to say is, I will say, as the years go on, people really forget how great Kobe Bryant is. He was ridiculous. I grew up in LA just like everyone else here, hating his guts, but Kobe Bryant, the guy was just money. That's what I think Kobe Bryant is saying right there. When you said Larry Bird, but come on, it's Kobe Bryant.
Is that, and that's all the more reason why you want him on TNT.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, man, it's been another episode of Balls Deep Sports. You know, we have my man Justin here.
Go LeBron, go America.
Go LeBron, go America. I'm a patriot first. I root for the underdog, and LeBron James is an underdog in life. Okay? Not just sports, in life. He was not supposed to be here. He should be dead. When he started his interview, he looked at Jalen Rose and Magic Johnson and said, "Hey man, I'm not even supposed to be here. You guys know what I'm talking about. Y'all came from where I came from." And then he didn't look at Bill Simmons, and I said, "I love this nigga. I love him, dog. Keep winning. As long as you don't fuck up my Kobe agenda, we good. Now if Kobe win, no offense, LeBron. No offense. But I'm definitely going to be on the Kobe Bryant better than Michael Jordan as a person and a basketball player. 100%. It's going to get real ignorant real soon. And I will be unfollowed by most people.
Bro, I will definitely be on Twitter tweeting those games.
Yeah, that's going to be, yeah. Do not let Kobe fuck around and get six, dog. I don't give a fuck if he get it when he 50 on somebody's bench, dude. It's going to have it, and I'm going to be talking shit. All right, man. Thanks guys for joining us. We'll be back, next, week, next Thursday, actually. So, until then, man, we're out for Balls Deep. I appreciate everybody that listened live in the chat room, all the premium people. You know, and, we'll give you guys a song one more time before we get out.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I say, "Yo, all the way down staff to got the him bottom, ring. And you can't find me?"
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking to try hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh, sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're
talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
See y'all niggas next week.